2020-125 for McRitchie, located on Volcano Road between Central Avenue and Bristol Street. And Kim Lee Horn is the agent. Who is the person representing this?
Hi, this is Stephen Lipsis from Kim Lee Horn.
Okay, Stephen.
On the line is our client as well.
Sorry?
On the line is our client as well. I'll be the main representative, but our client,
okay,
Mike Ritchie, is also on the line.
Okay. If you want to go ahead and sort of explain your sketch plat request.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. We are looking to do a RV storage of about a little over 400 spaces. You can see it on the screen there. This is outdoor storage, but it's canopies. We have shown a picture in the bottom, if it was angled right, the bottom right corner of the drawing there, what the canopy would look like. The intent of the sketch plat is to discuss this use with the city and understand requirements related to the adjacent roadways, as we are nearby Central Avenue, and we are on Volcano only, but we are nearby Central Avenue, and to gather any comments or feedback up front from the city at this point.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone who wishes to comment on item number 12 from the public? To board member comments, Water Authority.
Oh, this is Chris Cadeno with the Water Authority. Stephen, you'll need to request an availability statement online. I provided the link in the comments. And in your request, please include the fire marshal requirements as well as a utility plan or proposed utility plan. An executed availability statement will be required prior to approval. And the availability statement will determine if public water and or sanitary sewer extensions are required. It is likely that public sanitary sewer will be required to cover the property frontage along Volcano Road. And the development may on road with and or sewer.
Chris, we just lost your voice. Can you go back two sentences and repeat?
Yes, Chris Cadeno, Water Authority. So I don't know where I left off, but availability statement is required and public extensions are likely, especially for the sewer along Volcano Road. And you may be required to also extend water and sewer on Avalon Road. And the availability statement will provide those official requirements. We'll wait for that. Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Cadena?
Yes, a few questions there. Maybe a few different ones. I'll start from the beginning. We will have to speak to the fire marshal. We've kind of seen different regulations on if canopies require sprinkling, so that is on us to figure out. I don't know if that can come from the DRB, but maybe we'll discuss that offline. In terms of extensions on Volcano, we would like some guidance from the Water Authority on how to extend that line, if it's going to be a dead-end line. Sewer lines are gravity, and we just want to understand what they would be looking for in terms of sizing and depths on that sewer line. If required on Volcano, otherwise we would look to just extend it to our property line, which is about, we would probably look at the intake point be about halfway down the frontage on Volcano. And my third comment to that was on Avalon. I think we'll get to it with transportation, but I believe that road has now been vacated and therefore we would not expect any utility extensions or improvements on Avalon Road.
Chris Cadeno with the Water Authority, I can touch on a few items. The first one is extensions. We'll have you, the availability statement will be written that will provide those requirements, but just speaking here at the meeting, we would make you cover your property frontage, and that's just so that your neighbor would be able to kind of carry that baton over, if you will, over through their property. So right now there's a sewer line in Central, but there's nothing along your property frontage that we would allow you to connect. Now, if you're speaking as far as, you know, if you're inquiring about actual designs and depths, you will go through a work order process. One of my engineers will help guide you through that and talking about depths and slopes and the various design criteria. The fact that you mentioned Avalon Road is vacated, GIS records still show it's existing. I mean, we'll rely on the plat, but roadways would be separate from water and sewer. Because just because it may not be an access for roadway doesn't mean it's a corridor for public water and sewer. But the availability statement will provide those requirements. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, code enforcement.
Okay, so code enforcement. So outdoor vehicle storage in the NRP BP zone, I'm sorry, zone district requires a conditional use through the ZHE. A site plan DRB may not be improved until after conditional use approvals are. This isn't a major transit corridor, and it's in an area of change next to an area of consistency. Those are two areas you just want to look out for in the IDO. It is in the Atrisco Business Park Master Plan. So master plan for private property shall be amended as site development plans pursuant to subsection 14.16.64(z)(1). There's an EPC case number Z9257. So that would require either a minor amendment or a major amendment, depending on the threshold. For minor amendments, I believe it's 10%. And if it's more than 10%, it would be a major amendment. And major amendments shall be reviewed by the original decision-making body that issued the permit. And then after all other permits have been obtained at the end for just site plan, for your building permit review, you'll go through the site plan administrative process. Any questions?
This is Chair Wolfley. I just want to make one comment here, Mr. Garcia. If this site is over 5 acres, would it go to site plan DRB? Yes. Planning comments are that it would be site plan DRB.
Madam Chair, Carl Garcia of Code Enforcement. Yes, I apologize for the confusion. The site plan admin that I'm talking of, it's basically the building permit review. After all other...
Oh, okay.
Yes. So,
right.
Yeah, it's a little bit confusing. So it would just be the building permit review. I should have listed that instead of site plan admin. We have two different components to site plan admin. Which it can be a little confusing at times.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the applicant team?
Yes, just to clarify, you said there was an existing case number for the site already. Is correct. That what I understood? And can you list that again?
Yes, and it should be on the comments that you received yesterday, but I definitely repeat it again. It's Z for Zebra, -92-57.
And your comment was that we need to vacate that before we can proceed with something else or amend it?
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, correct. It's going to be an amendment, either minor or major. And there's a table in the IDO, okay. And it lists the threshold of a minor amendment, which I believe is a 10% change.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Is there anything we should be aware of? This is two lots right now, will be platted to one. Is there anything we should be aware of in that process that may not be from code enforcement, that may be from a different agency?
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Yeah, if you're going to go through the replat process, then that is a DRB process for a subdivision. So you'll have to go over those sections in the IDO.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's what some of the comments you're getting here today would relate to that. Let's go to Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. We have no comments. Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology will need to approve a grading and drainage plan prior to approval of a preliminary plat or site plan for subdivision. Infrastructure list may be needed for the preliminary plat. For future development, an approved grading drainage plan will be required if any of these conditions is met. 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed building, or 10,000 square foot of proposed paving.
Okay, any questions on that?
No.
Thank you. Transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. Please provide a turnaround space for the trailers in advance of the gate location so that they're not backing up onto Volcano Road. Also provide a sketch of the roadway design showing a 90-degree angle tie-in to Central, along with the 6-foot-wide sidewalk along the frontage of the site. Provide a road cross-section for Volcano Road. Also, since we met, I did take a closer look at the GIS. The GIS seems to show that land to the north is privately owned. So if you could double check the plat on that, I believe that would eliminate any requirements that we would ask of you at that northern location. Also provide turning radius movements throughout the site to demonstrate adequate driving aisle widths. Delineation is needed on the pavement to separate parking from the driving aisles.
Any questions?
Yes, a few questions there. Turnaround space for trailers, is that just the maximum trailer we think will be on site? Is that your anticipation there? Or is there a certain design vehicle we need to accommodate?
Yes, the maximum trailer that you anticipate on site, that's correct.
Okay. Great. In regards to a sketch of the roadway design, I think we had spoken about this, that would be showing conceptually how, with a right-of-way dedication, the city in the future could come back and install a better aligned intersection with Central Avenue. Is that my understanding there?
So as part of this project, we would be requiring you to do a slight adjustment to that 90-degree angle there, and then also to be building the required curb and sidewalk. That would be part of the project.
Okay. When you say slight adjustment to the 90-degree angle, can you elaborate?
I mean, I'm sorry. There is no 90-degree angle there. I meant for you to do a sketch that a roadway cross section, and so that we can determine the infrastructure requirements as well as the verify that the right-of-way dedication will work.
Wonderful. And then to clarify on your next point, I think they're related there. Would you be looking for this project to install the curb and sidewalk for Volcano, or is it simply a right-of-way dedication? We install Volcano as it sits now.
Yes, we would require that in addition to the right-of-way dedication, we would also require you to build that just along your frontage.
Okay. And that would be effectively realigning Volcano simply along our frontage, but letting it tie in where it would tie in and no alterations to the intersection.
Correct. I mean, I believe you can work within the right-of-way dedication you have proposed for a slight adjustment. It's not going to be anything elaborate. Just come up with a certain design so that when it ties into Central, it's more of a Central frontage road, it's more of a 90-degree angle.
Okay, got it. So I understand what you're saying. Our thought would be that it would tie into Central frontage road, but would have no impact on how the frontage road is actually impact touching Central Avenue itself at this point.
We would not require anything on Central, frontage road itself or Central Avenue, just Understand. The tie-in. You'll just have to work with the tie-in there.
Got it. That makes sense. Perfect. And thank you for your confirmation, Avalon Road. We will confirm that from our end.
Yes.
I think that, final question. And so half of the site would probably be realigning Volcano. The other half, it appears that Volcano will probably work in its existing configuration. Is that simply at that point adding sidewalk along the side and
yes. Yes. That,
okay.
This is Jean with Transportation. Yes, that sounds about right.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much for your help.
Planning.
So planning has the standard comments on this regarding how to proceed with future submittals. Several of our comments have already been addressed. The site is over 5 acres. The use specific standards for outdoor vehicle storage, the fact that outdoor vehicle storage is a conditional use, and then also take a look in the IDO section 14.16.5.2 regarding sensitive lands. It looks like this is a site that's never been graded, and because of its location and where it is, there may not be anything to worry about, but you'll need to look at those sensitive lands criteria and make sure that if anything applies to this site, you address that.
And most likely what could apply and may not would just be mature stands of juniper trees or something like that. But you technically fall within, this is Chair Wolfley, sorry, you technically fall within the sensitive land submittal, but if you can go through and just talk about the things that don't exist on your site that are in that list, and then you might probably on this one just have to have someone look over the tree canopy out there and see if you know what clusters of mature junipers may exist there.
Thank you. So to clarify, I'm looking at the sensitive land list with floodplains, arroyos, you know, rock outcrops, all these things. You're suggesting that if we can tell you in a manner, maybe more in a formal manner.
I'm sorry, you froze up for some reason. See if you're back. For some reason he froze up. Maybe he's dialing back in. But the idea here is that you need to go through that list of sensitive features and just identify what does and doesn't exist on your site and how, if something does exist on your site, how you intend to deal with it in your site plan. Okay. You know, technically you fall in that. I'm not sure, there could be some clusters of junipers that could be discussed about saving, but it's not easy to say that without actually like walking the site and knowing what's out there. And that's what you would have to do with your submittal.
And would you be okay with us having the surveyor pick up any trees out there and then getting an arborist if required after, or you need to see an arborist study to discuss those trees?
Good question. I think what you'd want to do, and we'll send you out, we've got a new submittal list that that we just issued about a month ago. And I think you'd want to maybe have your surveyor just kind of look at what's out there and then identify if there's something for the city arborist to go out and look at. And, you know, it's a little tricky with what you're trying to do, and luckily you have a air photo underneath this site plan, but it's just kind of trying to identify if there are any significant stands of junipers out there, and then how we might work with your site plan in order to preserve any of those, and if it's, you know, practical to do so.
Understood. Understood. I do not believe there are any, but we will find a way to confirm that for you.
Okay. Yeah, it's hard to tell if we've got junipers or just, you know, shrubs or whatever else might be out there.
Yeah.
Ms. Gould, I kind of interrupted you. Did you get everything off your list?
This is Maggie Gould. Yes, and I think those comments are all, our comments are complete.
Okay. And the archaeological certificate, did you mention that?
That will also be required because it's a site that's over 5 acres. And all of our application materials are being updated right now. So those should be up on our website very soon. I can also email you everything that you'll need if you are wanting to move forward quickly on this project.
When you say soon, what is a timeline for soon? I mean, I'm curious.
Hopefully by the end of the week. They okay. got sent. They got sent to the person that puts them up. End of last week.
Okay. That's fine. No, in the week it's fine. I was just making sure you weren't going to say 3 months from now or something along those
lines. No.
Perfect. Thank you.
And does that include the sensitive land submittal requirements?
Yes.
By school? Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. Any other questions? All right. And thank you for your patience waiting to be heard this morning. Or I guess it's now this afternoon.
Yes.
All right. We've got to get done because it's a beautiful day out there that is not very usual in December in Albuquerque. So we'll try to get everybody released from this DRB meeting soon. Thank you so much. We are on item number 13, which is PR 2020-4761, sketch plat 2020-127 for Horizon Auto Glass and Tint at on San Pedro between Anaheim Avenue Northeast and Carmel Avenue. And let's see, Arcus Design LLC, are you here?
Yes, this is Ashley Hartshorn with Arcus Design.
Okay, thank you. Do you want to go ahead and present a little bit of overview of what the intent is here?
Sure. So we have this empty site that we're going to build a headquarters for the Horizon Auto Glass and Tint Company. And our main goal with this review is to understand the implications of the future widening of San Pedro. We know that's happening fairly soon. There's not direct design decisions yet, but we need to incorporate that into our current site as we plan to start construction in February. So we need to understand what that means for us.
Okay, perfect. That's very helpful. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak on this agenda item? Let me know that now. Okay. Not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Hello, Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. You need to request an availability statement, and that will provide the conditions for service. We'll analyze your fire flow and just tell you where you can connect for water and sewer. And with your request, you'll need to include a fire marshal requirement, like a Fire One plan and a proposed utility plan.
Okay. Our civil engineer is working on that now, so it should be...
Okay, thank you. Code enforcement?
Code enforcement reviewed this project and has no comments or objections at this time. Thank you.
Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. San Pedro is a major collector which would require street trees if development meets applicability requirements, which would be expected to be shown on the site plan or the landscape plan if you're submitting a site plan package in the next step. And that's all I have unless you have questions. Thank you.
This is Ashley Hartshorn. I do have one question. We will be getting the landscape architect involved after we are clear on the right of way and the site plan. Where are the street tree requirements listed?
They're in the landscape section of the IDO. I can send you an email with the exact section after this.
Okay, thank you.
Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology will need an approved grading and drainage plan prior to approval of a site plan for building permit and also prior to building permit.
Okay, thank you. Transportation?
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. I did get a chance to talk to Department of Municipal Development the other day, and unfortunately, they're still in the process of doing a design analysis report, and the first draft won't be ready till March. At this time, with the limited information, they are asking for 17 feet of right-of-way dedication, similar to what was requested on the opposite side of the road. And this 17 feet shall include the new sidewalk. I see as part of your site plan, you have a sidewalk shown. 6-foot sidewalk would be required along San Pedro and 5-foot along Anaheim due to the roadway classifications. Also, an approved traffic circulation layout is required prior to building permit. So along the frontage of the site, in addition to sidewalk, curb and curb is required along Anaheim and along San Pedro. Also, an additional northbound lane along San Pedro and one bike lane as well. These items shall be along the frontage of the site and placed onto an infrastructure list as part of a Procedure C agreement. That's all the comments I have.
Any questions, Ms. Hartshorn?
Yes. So the 17 feet, that would be essentially 17 feet from our current property line?
This is what DMD is requesting, yes.
Okay. So that cuts into where our current proposed parking is a little bit. Which we can definitely adjust. My main concern with that is, and I don't know if hydrology can work with us on this, is we were proposing along San Pedro there quite a big area of water harvesting area for our drainage. And since that's going to be taken away, we're extremely limited on the drainage for this site. And we were previously told that we can't tie into the existing storm drains. And I'm curious if there's any other options.
Ernest Stormyho, hydrology. I would have to look at your plan. I'm not sure where. Have you done calculations yet to determine how much drainage that you would be required to hold?
Our civil engineer has done some preliminary calculations, but we can definitely tighten those up now that we have more information on the right-of-way dedication.
Right, and currently, that's all I can tell you until we get hydrology submittal on this.
Okay. Okay. My other question is, with the Procedure C agreement, I'm just not as familiar with that yet. Will we need to build the sidewalks that are going to be in the right-of-way now, or is that something that can be kind of, we pay a fee in lieu so that gets done when the roadway improvements are done, just in case something changes and they don't have to be rebuilt or reworked?
This is Jean with transportation. All the roadway improvements that I had mentioned on both San Pedro and on Anaheim, they have decided to go ahead and just have you pay cash in lieu, and that's part of what the Procedure C agreement is for, because like you said, they don't have a design yet, and this is the best way to go in this case.
Okay. I think I have a copy of the Procedure C agreement. Are there going to be any updates to it?
To my knowledge, the Procedure C agreement hasn't had any major changes in the last year or so, but you'll need to check with the DRC department, Curtis Cherney or Charlotte Labadie, to get the most current copy.
Okay. Can you send me the contact information?
I can.
Thank you.
Ms. Wolfenberger, is that available on the web?
I under the DRC department website, yeah, if you check that. But again, you'll have to go through the DRC department to make sure you have the right one.
Okay.
Planning comments.
So we have, again, our standard comments, and then the only comments we really had about this had to do with the right-of-way dedication requiring a plat and the information on the DRB website and how to find that information for future actions.
This is
any
Ashley
questions
Hartson
on that?
Yes, to clarify, will this be a minor plat update?
This is Maggie Gould. That will depend on the required infrastructure. So if it is only replatting to show, the new lot lines, then yes, that would be a minor platting action. If you're going to be required to do major infrastructure to support this request, then that would be a major project.
Okay. I don't believe we will have major infrastructure improvements. We're not adding fire sprinklers or anything, so we will confirm.
It would be, this is Maggie Gould, it would be more things related to your roadway, if you had to do a median or a median cut or things like that, which I doubt are going to be required for this site.
Right. I don't think so. The edge of the site currently is just dirt up to the pavement.
This is Maggie Gould again. So you, it may be worth just an additional conversation with transportation about the extent of those requirements.
Okay.
So I have a question, Chair Wolfley. So does, if you're doing a procedure C and paying cash in lieu of improvements with regard to the sidewalk, then how does that play into it being a minor or a major plat action?
So this is Maggie Gould. I'm going to ask Ms. Wolfenbarger to clarify the Procedure C agreement a little bit, because I'm not as familiar with how we break those up once they get to DRC.
Procedure C agreement is based on what the roadway improvements are. So you're requiring a northbound lane, a bike lane, a curb, and sidewalk along San Pedro, and then curb and sidewalk along Anaheim. The cost estimate is put together for those for review by DMD, and then it's processed for review as an IIA.
So this is Maggie Gould again. So then that sounds like that's a major action. Like those would be improvements beyond just...
I mean, I would say so.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I just kind of wanted to clarify that with the information we had. Ms. Hartshorn, do you have any more questions?
Yes, related to the likely major plat action, what is a time frame for that?
So this is Maggie Gould. So the major plat will require you to start off with the offer of a public meeting, and that's 15 days for you to get a response, and then another 30 days if somebody wants a meeting. And then it's a 30-day turnaround from the time you submit your application to the time you get your first hearing with the Development Review Board. And then if there are things that you need to correct on your application, there will be, you know, there will be additional meetings just depending. So that information is up on our website, or you're welcome to contact myself or Mr. Rodenbeck about the procedures. Because there's additional notice that's also required.
Okay, thank you. And who would I, if I have more questions about that time frame as we discuss the schedule with the owner, because clearly that, as I mentioned, our goal is to start construction in February, that does not sound like it's possible. Who would I reach out to?
I can talk to you about that process.
Okay.
This is Maggie Gould again, sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Hartshorn. Appreciate your patience this morning. Okay, we're ready for item number 14, which is PR 2020-4765, sketch plat PS 2020-128 for SNS development at 3501-3511 Gibson. And please raise your hand or speak up if you're the applicant for this sketch plat.
Go ahead.
I see SNS development, but not a name.
Hi, this is Gary. I'm the owner of the development that we're trying to get approved.
Okay. Are you Gary Sanchez?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you want to give us just a quick overview of your intent here?
Yes, well, we are, the purpose of this plat is to create the single lot of 24A as shown, combining lots 21 through 27 of the 20 foot of lot 20.
Okay, thank you. Do you have an intended use at this point?
Small retail.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak on item 14? Please speak up or raise your hand. Okay, I don't see anyone in Water Authority for comment.
Hello, this is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. I was a little confused with the Zone Atlas pages. It seemed to identify more properties than what is being requested for lots 2027, so I have a better understanding now. It sounds like if you have a retail development, you have existing service for the existing building. So are you just simply demoing the building, or will you be building and building something new, or just rehabbing the existing building?
Yeah, we're rehabbing the existing building, but we're going to also add on another 5,000 square feet to that building.
Okay, Chris, I'm with the Water Authority. So you have active water and sewer service. So is the intent to just utilize existing water and sewer service from the existing account and building?
Yes.
Okay. I don't have any, so there wouldn't be any objection for the lot consolidation. But once you get, want to move forward with your actual project, which is the addition, you'll want to request an availability statement so that we can determine if the fire flow is suitable for your new addition. That's all that I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Garcia with code enforcement. I noticed that I did not see a plat or site plan in your submittal, so that will be required. And I wasn't sure of the use either, so just a little bit more detail will be required to really do a thorough analysis on this.
Okay, we did send it to you guys with the application.
Okay,
Jay, I think we sent it to Jay.
This is Carl Garcia of Code Enforcement. I believe I had seen three pages in the submittal. I don't know if I missed something or not, but I wasn't able to see all that.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll add too. I just saw the three pages in the submittal as well. When did you send me, first off, submittals for DRB meetings need to go to plndrs@cabq.gov, but when did you send the submittal to me again, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jay. Hi, this is Maya Sanchez, and I've dealt with you on this, but I sent everything in through the DRB, but it did show me through our application that you guys received the site plan and also the plat map. So I got a confirmation from Vanessa Segura with the DRB with all of that attached. So it should have been attached to this application.
Okay, this is Chair Wolfley. It sounds like there might have been a glitch on this. So we can go through comments today for what we have and then explore if we need to do this again with the materials that the DRB members didn't receive, and it sounds like at no fault of yours. But why don't we go ahead and just get the comments based on what people saw, and then we can determine where to go next. Does that sound okay?
Yes, we're really hoping that we can move forward through the pandemic, the issues that we've had, trying to get some of this stuff together. It's been a little bit tough. So we've been pushing things back. So we're hoping that if at all possible, if it's going to prolong the situation, we're hoping that maybe we can upload something for you to look at right now if you don't have it on your end.
That's a good idea. We can share this screen and you're able to.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Maya sent us. I was copied in it. She did send everything to plan to our PLNDRS email, so I can pull up everything on my end here as well.
Okay, let's do that.
Here's the plat.
Oh, okay, nice.
There we go.
Then that's the site
right now. Yeah, just trying to replat, because the way this was worked, who knows when, but they broke it up into several lots. So what we're trying to do right now is just obtain one lot, which we're requesting lot 24A be the main lot. And that's really all we're trying to do through this process today.
Okay, so this is the site plan you're proposing. I mean, it's obviously not a full, your final submittal, but this is the layout that you're proposing generally?
That's correct, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I was just noticing the date, but okay. So what we'll do is, as we walk our way through comments, then we can, the DRB members can ask if they'd like to look back at the plat or be looking at the site plan, and we'll get, I think we should be able to get pretty far. If they have some additional information they need to research, that can happen too. Mr. Garcia, is there anything that jumps out at you in seeing these documents? And please ask if you want to switch between the plat and the site plan.
I'm Chair Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement. No, the plat, just the comment.
Can you move to your mic a little closer, Mr. Garcia?
I can't really hear you, Carl.
All right. I've got to be right at the certain spot. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah.
Okay. Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Yeah, as far as the plat, Code Enforcement has no objections or comments at this time. I would just suggest, if you know, to verify the buildings or construction that you're going to have on the site, if you want to, you know, another sketch plat or PRT, just to, you know, confirm all the construction and let you know all the requirements.
Do you want to put the site plan up there, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to go through and check setbacks and the zone category. There's a pretty thorough review, but as far as the plat, I have no problems for the replat. No objections, no comments.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. Gibson is a regional principal arterial which requires street trees. If development, it does show that your plan in front of us shows street trees. One complication is that the MTP 2040 shows an existing multi-purpose trail at that location, and I couldn't find it in the street view or aerial, and I was wondering maybe our transportation engineer could speak about it, but I would believe I'd have to look into that further unless you have more information about an existing trail.
So the only thing that we can refer to, and it's not labeled on the map as an existing trail, but if you look at what they're calling the existing 30-foot drive inlet, there is a designated lane there, and it's not specified on the street exactly, but there is a white line separating the traffic from that, what they're calling the 30-foot inlet. So if that is called the trail, then we can relabel that on the map, but that's what you see as the 30-foot driving inlet. And we
do you mean the bike lane on the street, or are you talking about on the property?
Actually, it's not on the property, it is on the street. But are you saying that there's a trail on our property?
It does say that in the MTP 2040 that there's an existing multi-purpose trail that would then go over that pedestrian bridge and go on the south side toward to the east of Gibson and the north side of Gibson, starting here and then heading west. So that's what it looked like.
So yeah, if I think that that's the reason for the 20-foot on the west side. If you go to the Mylar, please, Jay, could you switch it over to the Mylar? So if you look on the Mylar, the building is 20 feet in, and you'll see the sidewalk there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what you're talking about.
The sidewalk wouldn't necessarily be the same thing, because a multi-purpose trail would be asphalt
It is. It is asphalt. Right on the lot, right on our lot line, there's like a concrete barrier there. And right where it says sidewalk, our concrete barrier is just west of that. And where it says sidewalk, that's all asphalt. And to the east of that is the walkway from the bridge.
Okay. Well, as I was saying, as of now, I don't have any other comments, you know, about how that would affect the site. But I think, what is the next action that you're going to do preliminary plat?
Yes, it would be a preliminary plat. Actually, we're trying to move forward with this as getting accepted so that we can replat both lots and combine them, all of the small lots that were created originally. And then after this, we're probably going to have to resubmit when we're ready with our building plans, and we'll go through the correct channels.
Okay, so I will just look into that and maybe have to ask you a question about it, but I'll look into that further.
Okay, that would be great. And if at all possible, if you do find something on that, if you could just email us or, you know, CC us if you're, you know, so that we know what you've found.
Sure.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the lot consolidation. For your information, an approved grading and drainage plan will be required if future development meets any of the following conditions: 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed building, or 10,000 square foot of proposed paving.
Okay, thank you.
Transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. Any new access off of Gibson is restricted, since that's a restricted corridor. But also be sure to provide access. I guess since it's all consolidated to one lot, it could possibly just use the existing access that goes to Gibson. Verify the adjacent alleyways are a minimum of 20 feet wide and adequately paved. I think I saw a plat that you flashed up on the screen showing it to be 20 feet. A traffic circulation shall be provided for review, and a traffic study could be needed based on vehicular trip generation numbers. It doesn't appear that one might be needed, but you'll still need to fill out a traffic study, a traffic scoping form, to be certain. And I'm also noticing that, based on your site plan, just as a side comment, that you'll want to check the access requirements in the DPM to make sure the access ways are not too close to the intersection. There's a table in the DPM that I can send to you for your information. And then just provide information on the walkway width along Gibson Boulevard. And this sort of overlaps with Cheryl's comments. And we need to verify what needs to go in there so that we can determine the appropriate right-of-way dedication and infrastructure requirements for that.
So everything that we're speaking about today, is this all going to be written out and then sent to us as suggestions or?
Yes, I think, yeah, now that you're showing us your site plan, yes, we could send out separate comments on the site plan, correct?
Okay. That's great.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to planning.
So this is Megan Gould. So we, as far as the plat, we just had, again, sort of the standard comments about what that plat needs to contain. And then as far as the site plan, you are in the airport airspace protection area, which has some requirements that have to do with height restriction and some coordination there. And then I'm looking at the aerial photo of the site, and it's sort of hard. It's hard to confirm, like, where our GIS system is showing, you know, your lot line versus where your
your property line is kind of being shown there. But I think that's kind of Cheryl's going back to our thing about the trail and what's actually happening in that right-of-way area.
Could I just say that right now what's showing up on the screen and it has that red barrier defining a property, this is going too far east because if you look east of that bridge, it doesn't apply to this replat. It actually stops at the bridge and 20 feet in. So
okay.
That could be one of the situations. And then I do see that on the west side, the red line, it looks like it's about 20 or 30 feet into the property as well. So it needs to just be moved over.
Well, so this is Maggie Gould. So this could be a registration error on our part here. I think it's just making sure that, and obviously your surveyor will do this, that this is clear on your plat so that it's clear on your site plan. And then if you have future process questions, you're welcome to talk to me or to Mr. Rodenbeck, and we can walk you through what you will need.
Great. Thank you. We'll have lots of questions. This has been a good learning experience for us dealing with the city of Albuquerque, and it's been pleasant so far. So thank you.
You're welcome. We appreciate that.
Thank you. So it seems like, speak up DRB members, but it seems like code enforcement might want to look at the sketch plan and site plan a little bit more closely and could provide comments and transportation and possibly a little bit from planning. So it seems like perhaps Jay can send this out and you can provide comments just like we normally do to finish this off. Does that sound acceptable, Mr. Sanchez?
Yes, it does.
Actually, Jolene, can I add that we are still working with the architect on the site plan. So right now our first step was to get it replatted. So there's mm-hmm. going to be a few changes in the actual site plan, but it suggested we add one or upload one for the review. And so
okay.
that's what we did right now. But we are following all guidelines and making sure that we're working with our architect on it. So this is one of many steps that we're going to be going through. Also, as far as code enforcement, I know that we'll be asking for a few variances. And so, like I say, this is just a replat, and this was suggested to us by Contrada that we do this as the first step.
Yeah, okay, very good. So what DRB members like code enforcement, transportation planning can take what is in this submittal and provide you any comments that would be additive to what they already provided when they didn't have the documents. Okay, does that sound good? Any DRB member concerned about that? All right. Okay, thank you very much. We're going to move on to, we're reaching the home stretch here. It's getting a little long session again, but we're on item 15, PR 2019-2821 for Air Design Group at Jefferson Northeast between the lane at 25 Northeast and Jefferson Plaza. The applicant team, could you please raise your hand or say hello?
Hello, this is Chad Chastain with Air Design Group.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chastain. Do you want to go ahead and give us an overview of your application, what you're trying to achieve?
Yes, ma'am. We were going to go ahead and submit this for a sketch plat review to get some preliminary input from DRB staffs. We are slightly over 5 acres and have confirmed, this will be a DRB site plan review. Our client is looking at constructing a collision center, and they also own the adjacent Sandia Mini BMW site. And some information I was not able to get to you in time is we do have the updated development agreement between us and lots 1A and 1B along Jefferson Street. And basically the access for our site through those two lots will be at the northern section, as shown on the site plan here, but we do have a plat showing that with a development agreement with the adjacent property owner. With that development agreement, they have also removed the existing access between the two lots. So you will see a drive access between lots 2A and 2B. That will remain, but it will not benefit lots 1A and 1B, you know, anymore after that development.
When you're referring to 1A and 1B and 2A and 2B, can you give us some directions? Because they don't, not on the graphic we're looking at.
Okay, sorry about that. Yes, ma'am. 2A would be where the building is shown. And lot 2B is a lot directly south of that. And lot 1A would be the northwest along Jefferson, and 1B would be the southwest along Jefferson that you can't quite see as well. Yes, ma'am. Right.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, let's go ahead. I'm going to just check. Is there anyone here to speak from the public on this request? Please let me know now. Okay, let's go ahead to Water Authority for comment.
Hello, this is Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. You'll need to request an availability statement prior to approval. And with that request, please submit a fire marshal requirement, which is a Fire 1 plan, and a proposed utility plan. The proposed development shall have its own separate water, sanitary sewer, and fire line services. And I provided some information-only comments. There is some existing public water and public sewer nearby, and if you can just show that on the, it was shown on the easement, those may be available to connect. We'll just have to determine that with the availability statement. Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
Yes, sir. No, sir. I was just going to say we have already applied for that statement and have sent in plans to fire marshal as well, so appreciate the information. That process has begun, and we'll follow up, you know, once we get feedback from them.
Code enforcement.
Hello, there's here with code enforcement. It looks like this is a property zone NRBP that is less than 20 acres without a master development plan. So yes, the correct process would be site plan DRB because it's over 5 acres.
Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Summerfoot with Parks and Recreation. There's an existing multi-purpose trail on the south. So we would just want to make sure that future development does not conflict or encroach. So if, you know, with future actions that might be further explored, but right now there's no issues.
Thank you. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. An updated grading and drainage plan will be required for this development. The plans on file are from 2007 and need to be updated to meet current city standards.
Okay, any question?
Yes, ma'am. First question was for Parks and Rec. Do we need to provide an access to the multi-use trail or just ensure that we do not encroach or impact that?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. What are you planning for there? Are you planning on a landscape area at that border?
We'll probably have, yes, ma'am, some landscaping. That's more of a vehicle area planned south currently. And if we were going to provide access out to Jefferson Street, we're just trying to figure out if I need to provide a pedestrian access to the multi-purpose trail as well.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. It may be a good idea to do that. There is something in the IDO that asks for connections to adjacent trails, but that's another thing I'd have to coordinate with our trails planner. So I will keep an eye out for this for future actions and try to do that before the next time it gets heard. Do you know when you're going to be resubmitting?
We'll probably be doing that within the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And I did have a question for grading and drainage, if possible.
Please, go ahead.
With our development agreement, and I'm not sure how this impacts with the city's code, drainage requirements, but they are allowing surface runoff from our site across their property. However, they are requesting that we retain the first flush waters that we generate. And I guess our question to that is, if we capture that water, can we go across the adjacent property to tie into the existing storm infrastructure? Or do we need to provide our detention and then outflow into the arroyo south of us?
Okay, so Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Let me get this straight. So you're saying that you will be capturing first flush, but then the rest is flowing south towards the arroyo?
Well, no, sir. The development agreement between us and the adjacent property to the west, they are saying that lots 1A and 1B and that front Jefferson Street will accept the quantity of surface flow from our two lots. However, we are still required to retain the first flush waters generated, on our two lots. And we're trying to determine, can we cross those lots to tie in for stormwater, or would we need to provide our retention and then tie in or outflow into the arroyo?
Okay. Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. If you already have agreements in place with cross lot drainage to go across the lots, your frontage towards Jefferson, you can still use those. I mean, so long as those are still active, you will have to retain your stormwater quality volumes. I will have to check when you make your submittal, what is allowed to be released onto Jefferson at this point.
Okay. All right, great. That definitely helps us. And then, because yes, sir, I believe the original plan that was approved and has been terminated and expired was capturing our water. And then at the southwest corner of the two properties at Jefferson and the arroyo, I believe they were, hitting a structure there and then going into the arroyo. But, we just wanted to see if we could still go that direction versus a new.
Okay. I think all of your agreements, I mean, so long as they've been kept active, should be good. Primarily, I just want the grading and drainage to be updated. That way it follows all of our current standards.
Okay. Yes, sir. Understood. We will.
Transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. If access is to be provided to Jefferson via an existing easement, I'd like to see some information on that, including a plat, so I can take a look at it and make sure that it's adequate. Infrastructure may be needed for this connection and placed onto an infrastructure list. Also for the lot to the east, I just wanted to verify if the existing easement would be modified to provide access to this lot as well. It doesn't look like the current plat shows that, but I just wanted to verify what is being proposed as far as not just access for the subject lot, but how it impacts the surrounding lots as well. Also submit a site plan through DRB for review. Traffic circulation layouts will be reviewed at that time. Submit a traffic study impact form prior to next planning action to determine if any traffic study will be required. And before you go any further, coordinate with NMDOT before moving forward to determine their requirements with regard to possible traffic study or access.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And we can send you the easement that we have along with the development agreement showing the access along the northern area there to Jefferson Street.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions on transportation?
Yes, ma'am. On the development agreement as well, what they have done, again, is they've, removed the access easements that benefit lots 1A and 1B from our side. However, they have requested that we leave in place the access easement running east-west between lots B1 and B2. even though we own both of those properties, I believe they just wanted to ensure that in case something ever happened between the two properties, they would still have access between the lots and up to the north to Jefferson.
I'm sorry, you're fading away. I could barely hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just saying that the development agreement removed the access between lots that would benefit lots 1A and 1B from our site.
You know, okay.
Because so, originally, I think we had three access points to Jefferson, so now we're limited to the northern access. Also, that removes any cross access between them through our site as well.
So they just have the access then to the DOT frontage, correct?
I don't believe the adjacent lots would have access to the highway. They would just have access.
No, we would just notice that you're proposing and just make sure that it matches the width standards and the DPM, basically, is what we're looking at. And we'd probably want to restrict any access off to the DOT area.
Okay, thank you.
So again, on this, we had our standard planning comments, and then again, sort of the same dedication of right-of-way if needed and the DRB process.
Okay, any questions?
No, ma'am, not currently. Once we have the submittal a little further along in the design, we may reach out just to ensure we have the correct information for the DRB.
Right, and sorry, this is Megan Gould again. And it's going to be important that you look at the submittal requirements sort of sooner rather than later, because there are notice requirements that you need to kind of leave some time for. So please take a look at the website link that's in there. And if you have questions, please contact myself or Mr. Rodenbeck, and we can clarify the process for you.
Okay, wonderful. We appreciate that.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chastain.
Thank you.
We've already dealt with 16. We're on 17 other matters. And this is for PR 2020-4719, SI 2020-1279, accelerated expiration of site plan. DRB made an action on this last week that we need to amend. Is there a motion from the DRB to amend the 12-2 action on this application? I need a motion to amend.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. I move to amend the application for item number 17.
We're amending the action.
Sorry, amending the action. This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department. I move to amend the action for item number 17.
Thank you.
Ernest Stormhill, Hydrology, second.
Okay, please vote.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Cheryl, Carl, get yourself right to that mic.
Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Good. Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armhill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to amend action on item 17. So this is the new action. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application using these words. DRB moves to remove the infrastructure list and the financial guarantee and DRB recommends approval of the accelerated expiration of the site plan to the Environmental Planning Commission. And how this changed is we removed the condition that they do that and left it solely as a recommendation that they get the accelerated approval of the site plan from the EPC. So once again, I'm asking each DRB member to vote to approve or deny this action on PR 2020-4719, which is DRB moves to remove the infrastructure list and the financial guarantee, and DRB recommends approval of the accelerated expiration of the site plan to the Environmental Planning Commission. So please vote on that, yes or no.
Christina, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Sorry, this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus of the DRB to follow the actions to remove the infrastructure list and financial guarantee and recommend approval to the EPC that they accelerate expiration of the site plan for PR 2020-4719, SI 2020-1279, which is the application. Okay, and that is approved. All right, and thank you, Mr. Crook. I think you've been with us all day, and this is your request. Do you have anything you need to share with us?
No, this is Hiram Crook, Mark Goodwin. Just to be sure, I wanna make sure that statement, DRB moves to remove the infrastructure list and financial guarantee, and DRB recommends approval of the acceleration of the expiration of the site plan to EPC. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, that's all I need.
And we, yeah, and before there was a condition that the removal of the infrastructure list and financial guarantee was conditioned on the EPC accelerating the expiration of the site plan. And so in order to make that more timely for when your financial guarantee is expiring, then we disassociated those.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I hope y'all have a good rest of your day.
Okay, thank you, sir. Last item is number 18, approval of the action sheet minutes for December 2nd, 2020. I'll take a motion on that.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I move to approve the action sheet minutes from December 2nd, 2020.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, second.
Please vote.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Dean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
Jolene Wolfley, dear. DRB Chair approves. There's a consensus vote to approve the action sheet minutes of December 2nd, 2020. And we are adjourned at 1:51 p.m.